session, where the crew spent a week in Trump space. Arriving on planet, they found that one of the planet's noblemen, nobleman named Telmund Omar, was planning to celebrate his 75th birthday. Deciding to try to offsell the anagathics that you had collected from the planet of Rauhi, you thought it might be a viable option to try and sell some drugs to this frail man on his birthday. You're able to arrange to get access to the party, which required you to effectively pick up a local creature called a Sakor, also known as a sandworm, which you were able to get from a sort of a small village on your way to the noble estate. We're sort of continuing off essentially directly as the party's sort of still going on. Shortly after, I believe, Phoenix pretty much stabbed Telmund Omar with the anagathics as he was on the ground, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Excellent.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Now, Mule and Philip both, pretty much as soon as they arrived, got quite quickly drunk, completely knocking themselves out, and they're currently resting on some of the couches as well. Now, Telmund Omar himself is, you know, as soon as you apply the anagathics, is quite... it's quite sprite. Yeah, you can see, you know, quite a few wrinkle folds, like applying a, you know, vacuum cleaner to the face, just sort of decompresses. And he's quite spry and awake again. Now the party's sort of continuing on the background. There's quite a few sort of patron goers that are going back about their ways. And you guys can let me know if you're wanting to do anything specific.
What is the worm doing currently?
That's what I was about to ask, actually.
Mule being so tired, I believe, would have sort of sent it off to a corner of the estate, and it is currently kicking about towards the northern grounds of the estate. Let me see if I can get a little image up for you as well. Don't know how I'm going to put an image of a worm, but we'll try our best. Oh gosh, these are very scary. Oh, actually, that's perfect.
Oh, it looks like a little leech.
Oh.
Just wait until it grows.
Oh,
yeah, that's
Oh gosh.
It's like a man leech.
For the listeners to the podcast, it's a half man, half leech with one eye, I think.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting PNG files on Roll20. So if you ever want nightmares, go through that. That will have to do for the time being. I'm going to make him small again because that's quite scary.
Let's make it PG.
At the moment, yeah, the Sakor is, it seems quite tame. So it's happy to sort of just mull about for the moment.
Yeah.
Mull about for the moment. Relatively sort of left to its own devices. It doesn't seem to be doing any harm at this stage.
Hmm.
Well, I address the lord and say, would you like to buy the rest of our stock, considering what sprightly mood it's put you in?
Why? Well, what exactly are you selling?
Well, pretty much this, just some old-fashioned anti-aging pills, nothing too fancy.
Well, the whole thing with anti-aging pills is that this dose would probably last me about another year or so. Now, in that time, I'm sure I could get other suppliers. So what could you do to sweeten the deal for me?
I look around at the other party members, gesturing for help.
Lord Omar.
Yes.
I assume you had a great time riding the worm.
It was short, brief, but enjoyable.
So I'm glad you're not too hurt after that.
Thankfully, yes.
Yes. Well, our entertainment person, Philip, is out of commission currently.
I do think I see saw him sneak into the bar a little bit earlier, so that would probably explain why.
Yes. I understand that the locals around here eat sakors.
It's part of a lifestyle choice that some choose to follow. Yes.
Yes. Do you intend to eat sakors?
Well, I hadn't thought of it, but it might be a delicacy. The question is, who would be able to capture it and kill it for me to eat? Would any of you be willing to capture it?
Well, all of us, our combined efforts could do so.
Not me, sorry. I can't do that.
But... Well, all of us bar Jax are. Should be easily doable, my lord.
Interesting. Well, I welcome the challenge if you want to try it. We do have many other foods and other drinks as well, so there's no requirement. I'm sure as this party goes on for many days as well, doesn't have to be tonight in particular. I am celebrating the birthday over many other days. But if you decide to do it, let me know. I do have other forms of entertainment here at the party as well. There is a little fighting pit where a few of my other sort of employees and other sort of representatives are sort of fighting for my enjoyment. So if you need to, feel free to join the fighting pit.
I was wondering what was going on there.
Yeah. And he points over to a sort of a concrete little square ring where there's two fighters sort of going at it, sort of hand to hand, sort of punching with a little bit of blood on the floor.
Are there any rules about the fighting pit?
No, just effectively two people enter, one person leaves, the other on the ground.
Oh, so nobody would have any qualms using this right here, and I show off the piston fist?
Well, you'd have to find a combatant willing to fight you with that, but there are no rules per se.
That's good to know.
Was our sandworm Sakor much of a fighter?
It was a bit of a... I mean, it took a little bit of a challenge to try to sort of tame it, I suppose. So it's got a little bit of a fight in it.
Jaxa, do you know if Sakors and analgesics work well together?
Like if we injected it with anagaphics?
That's the one.
Let's see what my science knowledge... would say. Is it 2d6 I need? I might need to borrow some of your dice.
Yeah, of course. My dice, which are not on my table.
Oh. One second. Just getting some dice.
Go for it. I will take 2d6 plus science plus int.
2d6 plus science plus int.
Good for it.
Do this. Okay, so that's a 9 plus a biology of 3.
Mm-hmm.
12 plus 2.
Mm. Anagathics are designed in general to be able to cater to a variety of species. So primarily humanoids. So anagathics could work on humans as well as Varga as well as Aslan if they need to. So you're quite confident that applying the drug to any other sort of living creature would have a similar effect of halting or, you know, potentially reversing the aging process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From my knowledge, anagaphics work just as well on other creatures as they do on humans.
Alright.
What are you thinking of doing?
Well, you know, if old mate Wade can't find enough of a challenge and if anyone around here, maybe we could hype him up a little.
Oh,
hype
up the core. Oh my god, you're not actually thinking about that, are you?
It'd be fun. Mm.
We could also feed the worm the bottle that I got.
Oh.
Very strong alcohol.
Oh no. Might have to go free this worm.
Or we could sell the bottle of alcohol to the noble to sweeten the deal.
Yeah,
possibly. I was thinking that. Up the price.
Or we could give the alcohol and the anagraphics to the worm.
Maybe it's cooking alcohol. And Sikor marinated could be good.
Deficit here.
Deficit in funds, yes. Deficit in enjoyment? No.
Because if you want me to fight the Sikor, it's not coming out alive.
Right. Say that to all the drugs we're going to put into its system. Well, why don't you pick a fight with someone here, and we'll start preparing the Sikor for what it needs preparing.
Okay.
As this conversation is going on, you see in the fine ring at the moment quite a larger man who looks to almost be 7 foot tall is sort of in mid-combat with a gentleman that isn't faring too well. He lands quite a few punches, which then takes the man pretty much straight to the ground, who sort of collapses into a bloody pile, having just been defeated.
Okay.
The gentleman himself sort of encourages the crowd that are around him, including both Philip and Maul, who have sort of passed out on the couch. And sort of encourages everyone to sort of cheer him on as he takes a sort of a drink from a bottle that he had put sort of in the corner of the ring. He notices, I'm assuming, Wade, are you sort of approaching this little ring?
Yes, I'm approaching the ring.
Do I spot a challenger?
Perhaps, if you don't mind fighting someone with one of these, and I show off the piston fists.
Ah, you're a mechanical man, I see.
Yeah, I don't really fancy myself a melee fighter, but no, I compensate.
I've never said no to a challenge yet. Someone bring the body out of the ring, and I will fight this man. What is your name?
Wade.
I'm Colin Porter. All right, help me get this body out. And he points to the man who clearly isn't dead, just quite incapacitated, who's been sort of knocked out in a bit of a pile of blood. And okay. He directs you to sort of assist you to pull him out of the ring.
Yep. I just grab him by the legs and I start pulling him out.
Excellent.
Ooh, we could make a wager on this.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. What sort of wages do you do, Colin?
Well, as a fighter myself, I wouldn't be in the best position to gamble, but what I might do is refer you to a friend of mine. And he points to a very sort of slick-haired gentleman who's sort of watching from a seat to the side, who approaches. He sort of notices Colin's hand gesture and approaches, sort of wearing a very sly suit, sort of holding his hands up to a collar. He says, is that a new challenger I see?
Might be.
And you think you can take on Colin?
Well, maybe, maybe not, but no, we are doing this for the entertainment of the Lord.
Very true. Would you like to make things more interesting?
I would.
Now, what would you be able to put down?
Go 100 for now.
100,000?
Oh, I do not have 100,000 credits.
Oh, I thought you were thought you may have been a noble, having been invited to one of these parties.
Oh, no, no. Our nobleman that we were following is that man right over there, and I point towards Philip, crashed out onto the couch.
I may have a 100 credit token somewhere. He sort of pats his many, many pockets until he finds what looks to be sort of an old, sort of little electronic chip. Ah, all right. 100 credits. And he puts it down on the table, sort of near to where he was standing. An easy okay. bet.
And I will take out 100 mm-hmm. as well and lay it down at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, go Wade.
Okay. Are you ready to enter the ring?
I am ready.
Excellent. Okay, awesome. Alright, I will have to take an initiative roll from you first. This is effectively going to be considered as combat.
Yep.
Get my notes. Okay, I need you to make either a dexterity or an intelligence check for me.
Okay. I will use my int.
Go for it.
Gets. Yep. Just get 2d6 out. Got it. Alright. So it's 2d6 plus...
Yeah, if you're using your int for the thing, you can do that. Yeah. It's fine.
Alright. That is 11 in total.
Nice.
Okay. A 6 and a 5 on the dice.
Not too bad. For one of the highest rolls you've seen in a while. Okay, he rolls very poorly. Cool. Alright, you will be first in the initiative order, but before I do that, I will just mm-hmm. see what the rest of the crew wants to do while this is about to begin. So what were you guys okay. focusing on now? I know, Jackside, seems like you have a bit of a moral dilemma. What were you focusing on doing?
Not sure at the moment. I'd just rather not kill this worm.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I'm
well,
doing.
Well, we could... I was thinking of maybe, hold up. Where are you, Jet? So you're
up near the worm.
I walk over here. I was thinking of maybe trying to hawk the Enigathics to Omar for, I'd say, half price. So how many do we actually have lying around after we gave him one now? And
yeah, so you only ever had a handful to begin with in the actual sort of container kit that you had taken from yep. Ralhi. So you only have about 3 left.
And how much do they sell for each usually?
Quite a bit. It looks like this sort of specific type that of Anagathic you're using is a sort of a smaller variant. So typically Anagathics can last as a sort of a treatment for a few years, but these look to only sort of provide relief for about 1 or so. So they're a bit of a smaller dose, so to speak, I suppose. Each, you know, even just these little doses are, you know, equivalent to potentially, you know, 20,000 to 30,000 credits at a decent market price each, if the right buyer can be found.
Okay.
Okay, so hear me out.
Yeah.
We're looking at minimum 60k for 40 if we sold them to him at min price. How about we go see if we can convince him to take the remaining 3 or maybe 30k total, because that will put us significantly well off for what we need.
That'd be really good. I just really don't want to kill this worm.
Right, well,
we don't need to kill the worm.
We don't need to kill the worm.
It would be nice to dissect it, but we could just take the money from the sale of the druggies.
And then
Druggies.
We could use that money to bet on the fighting pit. Of course, old mate sounds like he's loaded if he wanted to do a 100k bet.
True.
Do we happen to have any steroids with...
I think it's a party drugs too.
There is a mixture of drugs. So you could definitely try to apply some of them if you so wish before Wade enters the fight. That's pretty much just about to happen at the moment. You'd potentially have to throw the drugs to him as the fight is just about to start.
Oh, that's a little risky.
You have to make sure that he catches it.
Well, I'm not exactly a gambling man. So I'm going to try my luck at hocking off these wares to Omar for 30k. Where are we actually holding them?
One of you had them, I'm pretty sure. Or were they in the car?
That depends on what you guys did. So you used at least one of them to use it on Omar themselves, but you guys would have to have confirmed where you kept them.
Yeah, they would have been in the boot of the car. I just don't know how many Alex brought back to take care of.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'll run to the car. I'll be back.
Alright.
And I go to the car and I...
You find in the boot of the vehicle, there are three anagathics, as well as a number of different minor party drugs, as well as stimulants.
Cool. I bag them all and go back to the party.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's a... fits into a large sort of duffel bag,
yeah,
which you manage to sling over your shoulders.
Yeah. Go back to Sang and give him the duffel bag of drugs.
Sure. It is a very large duffel bag, which you hand to Sang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. This is everything we had.
I wasn't intending the anagathics, but I suppose we can hold on to these regardless.
Yeah.
I dig through and take out the three remaining anagathics.
Sure.
And pass the bag back to Jexa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And wander down over to Omar.
Also, yeah. Can I just have a look?
Yeah, sure. I give Phoenix the bag.
Yep. And what did you want to check?
Looking for some like strength enhancing drugs that would help out in like a fight.
Yeah, no worries. Let me just bring up the stats on what sort of drugs they are. Okay, so there's a mixture of drugs that you can see in the bag, Phoenix. Specifically, there's a few such as metabolic accelerators, a mixture of medicinal drugs, and a few combat drugs, as well as a few party drugs. So they're specifically mentioned in the core rulebook, but I can give you a brief description as to any of you want specifics on them.
I'm not sure how old mate fighting fit man is going to enjoy fighting a steroided up unfair advantage person.
I want to see if the steroids would work on the worm as well.
Oh no. What are you doing, Phoenix?
I have biology 2, so can I just like roll for that?
Yeah, go for it. So that'd be 2d6 plus the skill plus let's say you're into that.
8.
Cool. So 8 and then your skill... Oh, sorry, you rolled that as well.
Oh, no. 8 in total.
Oh, awesome. Unfortunately. Okay. Again, you're fairly confident that most of these drugs are very general in nature. So if needed to, you're fairly confident they could be applied to other alien creatures.
Cool. Cool. We'll just keep that in mind for the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I will come back to the combat round with Wade. Wade, you're able to make your attack against him first.
All right, I move in and swing to attack.
Okay, so that will be for a melee attack. That'll be 2d plus your melee skill plus your strength or dexterity modifier.
I'll be using dex. That's -1, which is cancelled out by the melee. So, just straight dice roll. Ten.
Cool. Alright, that will hit and that will do. Okay, so you will need to roll for the damage for that. So with the fist, does that apply?
It doesn't apply any strength if I use the piston fist. It's just 3d plus 2.
Okay, Yep, do you want to roll that?
Yep.
Oh, my nose.
That's 8, 9, 10. That's 12.
Wow. That is a lot.
Yep.
That is more than I was expecting, actually.
I kind of just like, as we get ready, I sort of run, jump up, take a run up, Superman and like just slam the fist.
Yeah, no, for sure. Wow.
Yep.
Slug him with Superman punch.
Okay. You see that does quite a bit of damage to him. I have to then minus that from that one. He's still standing, but he does seem to be quite, quite sort of surprised by the attack.
Yeah.
All right. So let me get up his stats as well. Okay. He's going to make an attack against you now that you are in melee range. So okay. He's going to.
Can I attempt to parry?
You may. So you will have to. May attempt to parry an opponent's attack as a reaction. Doing so, you'll inflict his melee skill. Your melee skill as a negative DM to attacker's attack roll, which is fine. So, he is going to make a roll. 2d+1+1. So 2d+2. Which is pretty bad to begin with. That's 7 plus 2, which is 9. And then what modifier do you inflict? What's your melee skill?
My melee skill is 1, so...
Okay, so that makes 8. So that attack just lands as you attempt to parry, but he still manages to get through.
All right.
Which then becomes... It's very annoying that they don't have a section for pretty much just using your fists.
All just melee.
Yeah. Well, obviously, they don't sort of focus on it too much, but... let's have a look. Ah, good. Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. Okay. So 2d-2 we'll use. Okay. Cool. He deals 3 damage to your. I think goes from endurance first.
Okay. Does my armor count for anything?
It will. Let me.
Yep. I've got cloth plus 8 protection.
Okay. Sorry, what's your armor score?
Plus 8.
Oh wow. Okay. Probably wasn't fair that you're wearing armor for this, but that's okay. Alright. He lands a few punches, which effectively go straight into your armor. Doesn't seem to really take much effect to you. Okay. While we do that, I will come back to the other guys. What were you currently planning?
I have walked up to Omar and I've gone, apologies for the delay there. How often do you get people flying in, and, like merchants flying in and out of this planet?
I personally see a merchant shipment come every few weeks, but there'll typically be more trading at the downport.
And how common is anagathics in these shipments?
Well, anagathics by nature are usually forbidden on many higher lore level worlds. We're quite fortunate here to have them permitted under our current structure, but anything in more imperial space will usually ban them.
So, regardless of the fact that you've got a current dose of a year, you probably still want some more lying around just in case, wouldn't you?
Possibly.
Now, well, we've got 3 here, and I can sell 3 of you for a breezy price of 30k.
Liam, did you want to give me a... I don't think you have the broker skill, do you?
No, but I'm willing to roll for it regardless.
I'll get you to roll, but I'll get you to roll without the modifiers, as that was a very encouraging speech.
Thanks. Is it D20 or D6? I mean,
D6. 2D6.
2D6. Wow, I am dumb. 2D6 plus No, it'd be social, wouldn't it?
I'll take social for this, yeah.
Zero.
I don't think anyone has a really good social other than Philip.
Yeah.
So Philip's a party bear.
Very much is.
I rolled a 9.
Mm-hmm. And that's without any modifiers, I guess?
Yep.
He sort of ponders it for a moment. I'll take that deal. And he puts out a hand.
Excellent. I pass him the 3 energetics.
And I suppose I owe you the one that I've already used.
Oh, be my guest. You can have that one for free.
Ah, I'm liking you already.
This is why you don't have a broker skill.
Hey, look, I'm just playing to my character, right?
He calls.
Kind of a bad trader.
Yeah, he calls along his assistant, who you've spoken with a few times now as well. Tolis Tamin, who he then asks to coordinate the remaining details in relation to the payment. Now I'll quickly jump back to Wade as well, and it was your turn again.
It's my turn. Make another attack.
Go for it.
I'll take a -1 penalty to this because I did take a reaction.
Right, gotcha, yep.
Oh, it's 6, so that's a miss.
Completely. That's all good. And he didn't choose to react to that one anyway, so that's all good.
Okay.
Okay, he will make another attack against you. Did you want to try to make any sort of reaction against this one?
I will not.
Okay. Okay, he got 8.
8, cool. Yep.
So, with that, I believe that is a success for an average. And you won't make any reactions, so...
No reactions, so...
Yep, he will make another standard melee attack against you.
Okay.
Okay, so that was a 10 on the dice. Mm-hmm. And then what was your armor again? 8?
8.
Okay, so you take 2 to your endurance.
2 to endurance, alright.
What is
minus
your
2
score, actually? You've got an endurance of 6, that's not too bad.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So that sort of happens quite quickly in real time, so it's just a bit of a sort of a quick parry, sort of backwards and forwards. He then lands a few punches against Wade. Alright, coming back to you guys as well, were Phoenix or Broly doing anything at the moment?
I'm enjoying the fight. I might consider watching the outcome and deciding what happens afterwards. Phoenix?
Sure. I'm watching on as well.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll continue the fight as well. So coming back...
Can I see if there's any possible betting going on around the ring?
You can see the sort of very slick man that made the very sort of small bet of 100 credits is watching on, sort of, you know, with sort of interest, who's sort of right by the rings. That's this character Escro over here. He seems to be the main one that's sort of betting at the moment.
Right, okay, cool.
Did you also want to partake?
Not yet.
Not
on this fight.
Okay. Alright, so back to Wade.
Alright. Swing. Oh no, it's a 6.
Oof. Yep, just try again. He just jumps out of the way at the last minute. Alright, he will make another one against you. That is a 7, so he just misses you.
Okay.
Clearly both have been taking a little bit of damage. You both sort of circle each other in the ring. Yep.
Staggering a little bit.
But no one lands any hits.
Yeah.
You are up again.
Yep. 7. My gosh.
Oh my god.
Fair enough.
You just like beating each other's brains and you just can't land a hit now.
Just like dodge.
Alright, he will make another attack against you. Which is also terrible. He rolls a 4, which does nothing. seeing that there is very little actually hitting going on, the nobleman sort of finishes up his conversation with the saying and walks over to the pit. What is this? Who is actually doing any fighting?
Well, I've also grown a bit bored of this fight, so why don't we make it a bit more interesting and have a 2-on-2 team match? I can jump in if steps forwards to myself and Wade versus two of your finest, which I can see old mate is.
And he sort of looks around the courtyard and sort of says, who would fight against these newcomers? Walking out of the sort of bar area, looks to be a very intoxicated sort of man with a very interestingly shaped beard, who sort of ponders about very slowly sort of walking his way to the pit, and very sort of what am I thinking? Sort of a sluggish speech.
Slurring.
I'll fight fire. And sort of walks his way very slowly towards you.
Excellent. If you noticed, I just reached into Philip's pocket while he was asleep.
Sure.
And grabbed a few miscellaneous party drugs. I vote myself and Crocodile Dundee here.
Mm.
Get a little bit crazy, and we'll see how it goes from there.
I will allow it. Is this a blind draw?
Yes. Whatever Philip happened to have in his pocket, which I seem to recall he grabbed some Skittles or whatever.
Philip tends to have a variety of drugs readily available at all times.
I pass some across to, and my good sir, what is your name?
I am.
If you can't remember his name, call him.
I am Atrum.
Atrum. Well, I look forward to beating you.
You're more than welcome to try. Now, can you roll a 2d6 for me, and I will see what sort of drugs you got. So let me just quickly check my notes again.
Oh, double sixes.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. You got probably the best drugs that there are.
You know, okay. When you're on a low level to a planet, what's the harm?
So, you got out of... You found that Philip had on his body what's referred to as a metabolic accelerator, which I will provide in the chat for you just so you have it as a reference point as to what the stats do. Oh, there you go.
Cool. Awesome.
Do you choose to inject it now?
I've already done so.
Oh, excellent. So you're just raring to go. Alright, he... Atrum's going to roll to see what he gets. Okay, so he gets some combat drugs, which I'll also paste in for here for you as well. Excellent. Now, Telman's seeing that both of these two gentlemen have clearly drugged themselves quite heavily. Colin, Wade, did you also want to enhance yourselves, or are you happy to continue?
Why not?
Excellent. Roll me a 2d6 as well.
10.
Okay, you also get some fast drugs as well. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, which one's this? Oh, I'm sorry, you get the combat drugs as well.
Okay.
And then good old mate Colin will roll. He gets actual party drugs. So there you go.
That's going to go well. A
free reaction every round with no penalty. That's so cool.
Yeah, he gets some no-name party drugs. So that's what he gets.
Yeah.
It's fine.
This is going to be fun.
So, with you guys having now applied that, I need you to reroll your initiative if you can for me, because that's going to change a few things. So add your
plus,
any modifiers.
Plus 4.
Yeah. And then Broly will need a roll plus 8, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
What was the initiative score again?
That's going to be 2d6 plus either your dexterity or your intelligence for it.
Cool.
I got a 15. Hold up.
15.
Bradley, I never took you for a fighter.
Oh, I've learned a few things in my time. I'm glad I'm on your team, though. I look forward to fighting Av... I forgot how to pronounce his name.
Oh, Atrum?
Atrum.
Okay, what is... That's cool.
And you can just see, like, the fire in my eyes as I just, like, combat drugs kick in.
okay, Bradley, you're up first.
Awesome. Assuming Atrum steps into the ring...
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, he has stepped into the ring.
I shall go a fair, melee unarmed, light punch to him.
Yep.
Way of saying hi.
Sure. Alright, so for rolling that, you just need to roll a 2d6 for me and get at least 8 or war crater.
Yep, so do I add my strength or dexterity?
You will, for a melee attack, I believe you can add either strength or dex, I believe.
Yes. Looks like I'll add the 0. I got a 9.
Wonderful. That lands a hit, so you'll need to roll damage. Which, again, I'll need to double check, but I'm pretty sure that's just 2d6. Yeah, I'm just using the improvised skills, because they don't really give you anything for unarmed.
Straight unarmed.
Yeah, obviously they don't really expect it to happen, but that's okay. Look. Yeah, which is fine. So give me a... So I'm just using improvised for the damage for that. So improvised is 2d minus 2 if you wanted to roll for that, for the damage.
Or
alright, that is taken off his endurance. And then moves Wade.
Wade, get in there.
Yep.
And Michelle is now going to find her dice. cool. Yep, sorry, Wade, you were attacking Colony.
Yes.
Yep, go for it. So, yep, 2d6 plus melee plus strength or dex.
Okay.
And now, because he already took a few damages from you, he's going to see if he can do a dodge.
Reaction.
Yeah, he's going to see if he can dodge against you. So that will inflict a penalty equal to his dexterity or athletics. So for him, that'll just be a plus 1 against your attack. So you get a minus 1 on that roll because of him trying to dodge your attack.
All right. Oh, a 12.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah, double success.
Yeah. I think with a high effect, you effectively go through armor no matter what. Let me double check. An attack with an effect of 6 or more always inflicts at least 1 point of damage regardless of the actual... Well, yeah, well, it doesn't have any armor anyway, so that's fine. Yep, roll damage for me.
Alright. Nine, that's 10. That's another 12.
Wowza, jeez.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he, Colin didn't have much left in him, so he goes down.
Oh, I sort of, like, uppercut him. Piss and fist.
Yeah, that's it. Wow, really wasn't expecting that. That's how you do combat in Traveler, apparently. okay. Yeah, no, he goes down for the count.
And I give, like, Aurora victory.
The few people that haven't completely passed out on the couches sort of give you a bit of a light cheer and applause.
Yep. And then I turn around and face Atrum.
Sure. Atrum begins his turn and he attempts to make a punch attack against Bradley. You do get to try to make a reaction against the attack if you choose Bradley. It just means in the next turn you may suffer a minus modifier potentially. I think as a part of having the drugs, you do get to get free reactions, I think.
2 free reactions each round.
So you are welcome to attempt to make a reaction.
I will do so.
Yep. Did you want to attempt to dodge or did you want to parry?
I will dodge.
Yep. So you will inflict
a dex modifier.
Yeah. Do you have a dex modifier?
No, I don't.
Do you have an athletics skill?
Athletics, I do have endurance skill.
I think it's specifically dexterity.
It's, yeah, athletics, dexterity.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have.
Parrying could be better because that inflicts your melee skill.
I would probably say
that's parrying. A negative DM.
Yeah.
Okay. My melee unarmed is one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So at least you've got that.
Yeah. So parrying. You can. Yeah, apply that, and that basically adds a minus one to the attacker's attack roll.
So I'm just going to roll 2d6.
I think it just applies the minus one as a modifier, basically, to my roll.
I rolled an 8.
Okay. Yeah. Again, I don't think it really requires it.
Oh, gotcha. Yep, sorry.
But that is all good. I will still apply the minus one to the attack roll. Which is a 7 anyway, so that becomes a 6, which then does not hit. Okay, which doesn't do anything. It then moves back to Bradley to make an attack.
Okay. There you go. That's a 6.
That is not successful. He manages to step back at the last moment, and he dodges your blow. Now, do you get any other bonuses with your stims you have at the moment?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Okay, so you just get more reactions, I guess. So you get damage plus 8 to initiative rolls, 2 free reactions every round with no penalties applied for either. Gotcha. Oh, wow. Gonna be interesting when these drugs wear off.
Yeah.
Fatigued.
Yeah, you guys are gonna crash hard.
Yeah.
I take 2D points of damage as well.
Yeah, for sure.
How long does the drug kicks in around 20 seconds after injection? 10 minutes, alright.
So yeah, but 10 minutes of fun.
Yeah.
Alright, it then moves to Wade to make an attack.
Yep.
Now because Atrum is also heavily induced by the drugs, he will get a free action as well, which I did miss.
Yep.
He's going to use his parry against you, which will imply apply a minus 2 to your roll.
Okay. I'm just like, I'm sorry, buddy, and I jump in to attempt to punch him. Roll well. No, that reduces down to a 4, so I miss.
Yes, no, that is a miss. Alright. He will attempt to make another attack against Bradley. Now you get another free reaction. Did you want to parry again?
Yes, I would like to do so.
And that's with a minus one, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, he rolled an 8, and he has a plus 2 for that, so minusing that, that makes it a 9 in total, which then gets through. He will then deal damage to you, Bradley. Now, let me take a look. That is going to be... Here we go. Alright, so that... okay, so it's 2d minus 2. He rolled a 3, which means you take 1 point of damage.
I have subdermal armor, which is plus 1 armor.
Well, there you go.
And I assume I can't just take that off.
No, so a hit lands successfully, but he seems to punch right into part of your face, which I guess has, some sort of metal plating. And it effectively just bounces right off the punch. Just... he sort of grasps his wrist in sort of pain after the punch lands.
Bradley's the Terminator.
Well, no one even knew we had armor on.
Or Bicentennial Man.
Good effort, Ashram.
Are you the only one that has subdermal armor?
There might have been someone else, actually.
Does Phoenix, do you have subdermal armor? Alex?
Oh, he did.
Just looking.
No, you're right. That's all good. Could have sworn. I think you had a few abilities too. I mean, don't forget you also have your psionic abilities that can always be used for fun, so.
Yeah.
I do have the subdermal arm.
Ah, yeah, I thought it was you as well. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, I know a couple of people bought it. Excellent.
Awesome. Well, I assume it's my turn to attack Artrum.
Yes, that is correct.
I'd say 10.
He will parry you again. But that is still a... Actually, no, that's still successful, yes. Yeah, so that just hits on an 8. All right, Give me a 2d
minus
2.
That's 8 damage.
2?
A minus 2. That's 6 damage.
Okay, 6 damage. Excellent. Okay, he takes a good hit, but he is still currently standing.
I see he's a fighter.
Yes, he's a bit stronger than Colin.
Oh.
I've never
I know how to pick him.
Yeah, wow, okay.
That's true.
He's an Aussie.
Yeah.
He definitely looks like an Aussie.
Yeah, it looks like...
With a very pointy beard. So. Yeah. All right, Wade, you're up.
All right. About a swing. No, it's a 7.
Ooh, yeah, no, just too shy. And he will have parried you anyway as well.
Yeah.
Basically, it's sort of like fisticuffs. So when you try to make a punch, it just sort of knocks one of the punches out of the way. Very, very much sort of tit for tat. Right, so Colin's out of the picture. He will make another attack against Bradley. Now you get a parry, which will be minus 1 for that. Which then basically makes it a plus 1 on the dice, which is a 7, which is plus 2 minus 1, which actually makes it an 8, so that will hit against you, Wade.
Oh no.
Sorry, Bradley. And then did we lose someone from Discord? Oh, we just lost Liam for a sec. No worries. He's going to deal 2d6 minus 2, which is, what is that? 9 minus 2. He deals 7 damage.
And then negative 1 for my armor?
Yep, so that's 6.
6, cool. And that goes on so to...
It'll go off your endurance first.
Cool.
And then let me check the stats for the rest of that. So, damage is initially applied to a target's endurance. If the target is reduced to 0 endurance, then any excess... any excess damage is deducted from the target's strength or dexterity, your choice of which. If either strength or dexterity are reduced to 0, the traveler becomes unconscious. Oh, so how much dexterity or strength does Bradley have?
Strength 5, dexterity 6, endurance 4.
Okay, excellent. All right, so given that, if you want to, you can choose to take it off your strength or dexterity for the remainder of those points. I think just out of your endurance.
Yeah, I think I'll put it on my dexterity.
Sure. So that puts you on 4 dexterity.
Yeah. Let me just see where I can.
And it's just it's like temporary reduction, so it's not a permanent sort of.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you get into one bad fight, and your endurance is gone for life.
So that was a total of 8 damage, you said?
Minus your armor, I believe. Actually, so I rolled 9, which was minus 2, so 7 minus your armor was 6 in total.
6, okay. And then it's 4 on endurance, because my endurance is 4. Yep. And then 2 more to roll over to dex, so...
So that gives you a dex of 2 at the moment.
Cool.
So, effectively what that means is, once your next stat gets to 0 completely, you'll effectively be knocked out,
which is fair enough.
So you'll have potentially, what you can do next is, if you keep taking damage, you can take stats off your strength, but then once that goes down to 0 and you only have 1 with points remaining, then you're effectively knocked out.
Yep.
Cool. All right, on to Wade.
All right, I'll make another swing. Yep. And I say to Bradley, see if you can grapple him.
Oh, yeah, I was going to do that earlier.
Go for
good
it.
Point. Good idea.
Oh, no, it's 5.
It does not hit.
Yeah.
All right. Atrium is going to make another attack against Bradley, seeing that he managed to land a successful hit before. Using Bradley is going to do another parry.
Yes.
And mind you, and this is with Jack Santa saying and Phoenix watching, is because they're all doped up on combat drugs as well as metabolic accelerators, this is all happening very quickly. So they're shifting very quickly around the ring. So they're just going backwards and forwards. They're landing very quick punches.
Yeah.
For you, these guys almost seem supersonic with how quick they're going.
Yeah.
So just as a note for that as well. Now, while this fight is going on, was there anything you guys were doing in particular, or were you just sort of continuing to watch the fight?
What's the worm's temperament at the moment? Is it pretty
calm? It's scoping around the sort of the side of the estate. So the estate has quite high barriers around most of the sort of the courtyard that you're in. So it's sort of doing a bit of a scope around, sort of just sort of crawling around sort of the ground, so to speak, trying to see if it can find a way out at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay, I might see if I can plot something.
Sure. Were Phoenix or Asang doing anything particular?
Not really at the moment.
I might go to... What do the worms eat again? I was like, they were omnivorous, I'm pretty sure, weren't they?
Yeah.
Right.
They're
and
pretty open.
The bar's pretty empty at the moment, so...
Yes.
I might go there and get some food and see if I can lure the worm...
Sure.
...out. Because, you know, that's what I want to do.
Go for it. No worries. All right. While you're doing that, I'll go through another round.
I'll follow along with that as well.
Yeah, of course. Never mind.
Is there any... how close are we to the actual estate?
It's probably maybe 50 minutes or so to the right of where you're currently standing.
And what's the security like on it?
Fairly light. So most of the attendants and guards are attending the courtyard at the moment. Most of them are watching the current fight, which is happening in supersonic speeds. So there's not too much attention on the estate itself.
I'm going to attempt to sneak into the estate.
Ooh.
You can definitely attempt it if you like.
Wow, that's much going on. I love it.
Yes.
Brilliant. I would probably have to take a stealth roll from you, if possible.
Yep.
So 2d6 plus stealth plus maybe, let's say, your dex.
I'm pretty sure it's dex, yeah.
Yep.
That would be... 13.
Oh, wow. Yeah, very nice. You managed to spot...
It's a plus one for a stealth one, right?
Yes, that's correct. You managed to find you managed to find a gap during a patrol sort of schedule as a couple of guards walk past, and you see an opening to walk into the estate proper, which you managed to sleuth yourself into.
Alright, what do I see in terms of valuables, like smaller valuables in the immediate vicinity?
You're in a sort of a hallway sort of environment. There's a few sort of little, what would you call, side tables filled with little, you know, ornaments and trinkets, obviously from the nobleman's many years and different diplomats that have attended the festival. So there's all assortments of little bits and bobs.
And
yeah, artifacts and, you know, some sort of gold trinkets, that sort of thing.
Some rarities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to attempt to snag a couple of the golden trinkets and items that look more pricey.
Sure.
I'm going
now,
to attempt to lift them.
Did you have a sort of a bag with you at the moment? Were you still holding the duffel bag full of drugs?
No, I was not holding the duffel bag of drugs.
I think I've got them. I showed them to Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
But I think I've got a hold of them.
Fair enough.
I have a survival kit. Is a survival kit like a bag, or is it like just like a roll-out purse kind of
thing? I'd say it's probably in like a bag format, sure.
Alright, well, I might try to stuff some of the smaller items into the survival kit.
Yep.
Oh my god.
and then pocket whatever else I'm able to without seeming too suspicious.
Sure. Awesome. All right. I will confirm the details of that with you shortly. I'll just come back to another round of combat. Now, I think we're starting from the top of the order, which is with Bradley, I believe.
And I'm going to grapple Atron.
Okay. Now I'm going to get the grapple rules. So
I'm not going to grapple Atron.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, it is a contested roll, so he could potentially roll lower.
Possibly. Let me get my... Let's take a look.
It's an opposed melee unarmed check.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's so many things you can do with it. Amazing.
He just passes his roll with that. He has a melee unarmed of 2. Which just gets him out of the woods for that one. You're close, though. That was a fairly low roll on his part.
Cool.
And I think that would count as your turn. So, Wade, you're up to attack.
I'll attempt to grapple him as well.
Sure, go for it.
That's a 10.
Okay. He will roll for two contest. Ooh. And he's just shy. He just gets an 8.
Okay.
All right. So you have... all right. And this is all happening in effectively what looks to be supersonic speeds to the spectators.
Yep.
While fighting off Bradley's attempts to grapple him, Wade, you're able to sneak on his side and you are able to effectively wrestle part of him. And you currently have him grapple. So let me check the... let's have a look. While involved in a grapple, the traveler may do nothing except make opposed melee unarmed checks. There you go. So I guess he would have to make them against you.
Yes.
Now, I don't think... Are you able to do any other actions in this turn now that you've grappled him?
I believe so. It says the winner of the check, so I may do something immediately.
Okay.
Yep. So...
Go for it, yep.
Yep. I'm gonna just throw him. 1d meters.
Okay, you can throw him... did you want to throw him at, like, the side of the ring?
Let's see. Yeah, towards, like, the wall of the ring.
Go for it. Yep. All right, so you will throw him. Yep, so you just want to roll just 1d6 for me?
Yep. 5, so 5 meters.
Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, I think that was for the damage dice, but sure, but I'll take that.
Okay, and then I'll roll for damage.
Oh, no, I'll take the 5
damage. Oh, you take that for the... Okay, yeah, 5 damage.
I was going to say, effectively, we don't need to determine the meters because you're pretty much just throwing him to the other side of the ring.
Oh, I want to throw him, against, like, the sort of thing there.
WWE style, just like, sort of you spin him around a little bit and then you sort of hurl him. He then sort of like lingers back like, oh!
Showmanship.
Very, very showmanship-y. right, that takes 5 damage off him. Wow, okay, so that takes endurance to 0. And that takes 3 off of his strength. Okay, wow, yep.
No. And I will move up next to him as well.
Sure.
There we go.
Okay. Let me have a look. So, with him being damaged, I think he can still get up as normal. Where's he? Through. Okay.
So yeah, he doesn't go prone or anything.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Yep, no, he's all good. All right, he will make a melee attack against you, Wade.
Okay, I'll parry.
Yep, now is that just a plus one, minus one?
On minus one.
Okay.
Yes. Get it for free.
Okay, so he rolls a 6, which for him gives him a plus one against your modifier, so that just misses.
Okay.
Just being sort of hit from that sort of throwdown, he just misses the attack against you. It then starts at the top of the order with Bradley.
All right. I'm going to jog on over. And I'm going to grapple him now, too.
Go for it.
Gosh, dang it.
Ooh, yeah, not great. Let's see
what he gets.
Wow, he got snake eyes.
Oh my gosh.
So that's 2 plus his melee, which is 4. So that's just shy. So you're actually able to grapple him.
Oh, yes.
So what do you want to do now that he's grappled? You can make one of the following checks.
Yeah, I'm reading the list.
Are you basically just going to follow and then throw him to the other side of the ring? Just like throw
him? That sounds really entertaining. I'm going to just drag him a little bit and turn him around in front of Telamund.
Sure.
Hold on. And I say, Lord Omar, what would you have me do with him? I'm looking for a thumbs up, thumbs down kind of approach.
Okay. Omar watches for a moment, seeing that Atrem's clearly been quite damaged. He then sort of puts his arm out, sort of just sort of hovering at the moment. You know, just sort of palm closed. He then puts a thumbs down as he faces towards you.
All right.
Is death even like a factor in this?
Not in this estate.
Well, there's no rules, I suppose.
Oh. So we could kill him if we wanted to.
Fire him.
Well, it depends on how far you guys want to go, I suppose.
I'm just kind of browsing the different kind of attacks. I'm picturing a Batman style break back over my leg.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think I'm strong enough to do that. I'm gonna turn him round because Wade's up next.
Sure.
Wade, I'll hold him and you
okay.
Do what you will.
All right. Yeah. I sort of Oyogi back to me, yeah. So I walk over.
Yep.
I do that sort of cartoony, like, wind-up fist. Thing. And then I let loose.
Oh, God.
Go for it. Because he is grappled, what I'll do is I'll give you a boon to roll. So if you want to roll 3d6 and then take the highest 2.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Oh, all 3 were 6s.
Oh, my God. That's
all right.
Brilliant.
Given that... and given that he's grappled, let's do an additional damage dice. Let's make it fun.
Oh, jeez.
Additional damage. Oh.
Roll a 6.
So
that's literally 4D plus geez. 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. that is a... That's 19 plus 2, 21.
Oh, Jesus Christ. he... Where exactly was the punch landing here?
I just want to hit him in the... I don't want to kill him,
mm-hmm.
really.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it in, like, his ribs, I guess.
Okay. So, with Bradley... having him grappled, was it around the neck that he was grappled at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, with Bradley having Atrum grappled from the rear, you managed to land a direct punch straight into Atrum's ribs. He then coughs up blood and basically goes limp in Bradley's arms. He effectively collapses to his knees.
I grab Wade's hand and hold it up like a ring fighter.
the sort of the crowd goes quiet for a moment, and then Tolman Omar begins a sort of a very sort of slow clap, and sort of, you know, has a bit of a nod with approval, and then most of the other nobles and other watchers as well start to sort of applaud, and it sort of increases in sort of in volume and size as well. You hear Tolman Omar. Very good. Very good. Now that was a show.
I'm glad I could give you that.
I bow.
Now you guys probably have a few more minutes before you crash hard.
Yeah. I go over to collect my money.
your turn.
Well, you've, so the very slick man comes back, and while he's talking to you, you can see that he's sort of flicks his hair back a little bit.
A slick.
Should have bet more.
Yeah, I underestimated myself.
Mm. Well, here's your 200 credits. Don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah. I got you.
Awesome. All right, I will come back now to Jackson and Fix. So you're able to find a collection of sort of foods that just haven't yet been picked at in sort of like a little buffet sort of setup.
Yeah, and put like a little platter plate and then go over to the worm.
Sure.
Yeah, and like, hey, worm.
The worm was sort of flickering around, sort of as it sort of hears you. It sort of doesn't really have like a face. It just has like a mouth hole. It's sort of recognizing that it's sort of seen you over the past couple of days. It sort of flicks its way over to you and sort of circles around you a little bit.
Can I like reach up to like touch above its mouth,
sure.
like, to pat it?
Sure.
Yeah, I give it a little pat.
Okay. It vibrates a little bit, ever so slightly, like a.
Oh, you're a sweet guy. Look, I don't want you to become a mealworm, so let's get you out of here, okay? and I like kind of like hold the plate up a little bit, like to like entice it with some food.
You see what look to be very, very small nostrils right near the opening of the mouth. flick open a little bit, and then it sort of does like what seems to be a big, big sort of sniff. Like, it then basically jumps at the plate full of food.
Do I snatch it out of the way in time?
Were you trying to snatch it out of the way?
Yeah, I want to try and lead it away.
Give me a roll. Give me a 2d6. I'll just take a generic dexterity roll.
I don't know dexterity, but let's see.
Do you have any modifier to your dexterity?
No, it's just 0.
Oh, okay. give me a roll.
That's an 8.
Okay. Just in the last second, you're able to get the plate out of the way as it sort of dives towards the food.
Yeah, okay. And then I start leading it around the back of the estate while everyone's sort of watching Bradley and Wade and all that.
Sure.
Kind of just like lead it with the food, kind of like waggling it like, come on.
And I think, Phoenix, you were also assisting with this, Wade?
Yes. So I'm kind of alongside doing what I can to assist.
Yeah. Are there any like patches of sand or soil that it would borrow? Like,
Not,
or is the whole estate covering
around? On this estate, it looks to all be imported grass at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So it's probably lead around the front of the place.
Quite possibly, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll attempt to do that.
Sure, no worries. I'll say with the party, with most of the party being distracted by the fight, they're able to do so quite easily as well. Phoenix, are you sort of just keeping eyes out to make sure no one's sort of watching?
Pretty much.
Wonderful. Alright, you're able to get to the main sort of doors that you were able to bring the car into without anyone sort of really noticing or putting up much of a fuss. There are a few what look to be sort of estate guards that sort of do some patrols, but as far as I can tell, you're the entertainers and this is just a part of your, you know, sort of your entourage.
Yeah. Okay. Are the front gates closed?
At the moment, the car is parked just like next to the closed gates at the moment, yes. But there is a sort of a guard that's sort of just standing duty.
Yeah. All right, I go up to the guard.
Okay. Yes? Are you enjoying the party?
Yeah. I just need to take this fella out here out for a poop walk. Could you open the gates, please?
Where do they poop from?
Their mouth. It's kind of like one big system.
He looks at you with further disgust as you continue to discuss the intricacies of how Sokor's poop.
Yeah, quite large volumes. It really stinks. Like,
he very quickly goes over to a console in the room and presses a button. The big doors that sort of go out to the rest of the planet open up. All right, but you better be quick. I think he was expecting a bit more of a performance from the sandworm.
No worries. I'll be just 10 minutes. Yeah, I kind of lead the worm out.
Sure.
And then, is the guy watching?
He's sort of gone back to his duties.
All right. I give the plate up to the worm.
Mm-hmm.
To.
Are you going to try to take it back this time or not?
No, I want to free him.
Okay.
Yeah. So I give him the plate.
Sure.
And then I'm like, be free.
He quickly devours the plate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plate of food. Yep. He's like, thanks, pal. No, give him that little pat.
Sure.
He's like, go now. Go, quick, go.
He sort of continues to linger around you for a moment.
You should go, please. Quick, please. Otherwise, they're probably going to buy you and make you dinner, all right? Do you understand? They're going to make you a mealworm, all right? Go.
Does not seem to understand you.
Okay. Can I try go onto the back of the worm? Like, climb onto it?
You can attempt to if you like. I believe with everyone I had them make, what was it?
Was it strength or dexterity?
I think it was dexterity checks, athletics dexterity checks, potentially.
Oh my god.
You can give it a go.
That's an 8.
I think that is just enough. Yeah. Phoenix, were you also hoping to assist with this as well?
Can I press on like those pressure points to kind of help calm it down a little bit?
Sure. Did you want to give that a go? I'll also take a 2d6. Give me a dexterity check as well for yourself.
Sure. 2 seconds.
That's a 7.
Seven.
With both of you working at the same time, I'll say it's just enough.
Yeah.
You're able to place yourself onto the back of the line.
All right. I'm gonna try to steer it What does the terrain look like? Is it kind of hilly and sandy?
This estate is on a bit of a hilly environment, yes.
All right. I'm going to try to lead over some hills out of sight.
Sure.
So kind of steer it.
Sort of lightly sort of caresses the ground as you're sort of on the back of it.
Yeah.
And it sort of moves a few hundred meters out from the estate.
Yeah. I want to try to lead it out as far as possible.
Oh, it'll just keep riding forever.
Yeah.
You just want to hang on?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, fair enough. All right. It keeps going.
Yeah.
Now quite a fair distance from the estate.
Like how far are we talking?
We're up a few hundred meters by now.
Okay, I stop it then.
Okay.
And I get off.
Sure.
It's like, okay, now seriously, is this goodbye, friend?
Looking around, it sees a variety of what looks to be beautiful sand dunes that it then sort of lightly moves itself around in. It then immediately burrows itself into the sand.
Job done. Bye, old friend. And I go back to the estate.
Sure. Now, I'll quickly jump to Hussein, who's currently in the noble estate while this is all happening.
Yep.
Now, you manage to find a variety of just small sort of ornaments, trinkets, variety of sort of just golden items as well. Was there anything in particular else you were trying to get?
No, that was all. I just wanted to look at a couple of smaller items.
Sure. All right.
To sneak back out now, I guess.
Yeah, I'll take another stealth check just to make sure you come back into the courtyard being unnoticed.
11.
Ooh, very nice. I will do that opposed against one of the courtyard security guards, which is fine. That's enough. All right, you managed to slink your way back into the party during very time-wise. It actually worked quite well, just as everyone's celebrating the success of Bradley and Wade. Everyone is sort of in a bit of a circle cheering them on at the moment.
I kind of slink up to the back of the group and just cheer along.
I was here the whole time.
Yeah.
I was here the whole time.